Drasha for Seder Shoftim Tavshin Samach Tes, the structure of the Book of Dvarim and the structure of a Torah society. I want to explain the placement, the position of Seder Shoftim within the structure of Sefer Dvarim in the following way. Sefer Dvarim starts with the Musar Tochacha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives for the past, and the foundations of Yetzias Mitzrayim that he reviews, including the giving of the Torah, and all the sins that they committed in the desert, that this should set a foundation for the future. So the first three parshios, Dvarim, for Eshanan and Ekev, basically deal with Moshe Rabbeinu's rebuke for the past. After that, Moshe Rabbeinu begins to inform them of the mitzvahs that they will have to keep when they come into Eretz Yisrael, specifically the mitzvahs revolving around the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. That is the Seder of Re'eh. In there is also included mitzvahs of not copying the Goyim, being like the Goyim, not following people who would want to tear you away from Hashem to idolatry. The same thing, Irani Dachas, a prophet who comes and prophesies in the name of Vodizora, eating things that are abominable, and doing things that the Goyim do, in mutilating themselves or whatever. All of these things are things they're going to need when they leave the insulated society that they lived in the Midbar and come and are exposed to the nations of the world in Eretz Yisrael, especially all the abominations that they do. And those are the mitzvahs that will take effect as soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael. And then, once Moshe Rabbeinu has given them Musar for the past and has informed them of the mitzvahs they're going to have to learn when they come into Eretz Yisrael, in this week's Sedra, in Shoftim, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to them about the framework of life in Eretz Yisrael according to the Torah, and that structure of a Torah society, which basically is under four different types of leaders. First is the leadership of the Shoftim, the judges, and the ones who carry out the judgment, the Shotrim, the policemen. They are the ones who determine what is halachically right and wrong, and that is basically something that is institutional, where all people conform to the same laws. Mishpat Echad. There's one judgment. Everybody is equal under the law. And that is the function of the Shofet, to determine the law, and the Shoter to make sure that it is observed. And the Shoftim and Shotrim basically deal with the everyday mundane things of life. Then there is the Melech. The Melech also deals with justice and seeing to it that Klal Yisrael is protected, but this is a more personal relationship. The Melech gives advice. The Melech sees to it that the Jews have Parnassa, and he protects them, and this is an individual thing where the king, this is not an institutional thing, the king has the right to kill people who are morei b'malchus, each situation different. It's not one institutionalized conformity, but it's very personalized. Then there are the spiritual leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim and Levim, and that's also more of an institutional thing, the sacrifices or whatever. And then there is the Navi, who also leads spiritually, but in a more personalized, individual manner, again, giving advice and dealing with specific individual situations. After that, Moshe Rabbeinu, after he describes the institutions of Jewish leadership that comprise the framework of a Jewish community, then in Parshas Kisetze, he speaks about other mitzvahs that they're going to need when they come into Eretz Yisrael, not mitzvahs specifically to do with Eretz Yisrael, and finally, how they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael with the brachos and the klalos and the mitzvah of bikurim and the tochacha and the musar for the future, which comprises kisavo, nitzavim, vayelech, hazinu, and finally he ends off with a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Now, in the Seder, in the parsha of the leaders, which is the structure of the Jewish people and its institutions, there also is found the parsha of Ore Miklat, the cities of refuge that a murderer who kills unintentionally runs away to, and the parshios of war. We need to understand why those parshios were included in Moshe's discussion of the framework and of the Jewish people, of the institutions and the leadership of the Jewish people. Why specifically these two parshios are contained within that discussion? So on the surface it would seem that these parshios form an interaction between the various types of leadership. For instance, the war situation is a interaction and a team effort between the king who goes out into war, the Kohen who makes the declarations before the war, and the Shoter, and the Navi, the Urim V'Tumim, who gets involved also in pronouncing and in prophesying whether the war is going to be successful or not. So there's an interaction between all of these types of leaders. Similarly, Ore Miklat has an interaction between the Kohen Gadol, whose death the person who killed unintentionally releases him from Ore Miklat, the death of the Kohen Gadol. Also, the cities are cities of the Levim, and the Shoftim, who determine whether he should go into these cities or not. I was thinking that perhaps there's a deeper idea, and that is these two situations, the situation of war and the situation of someone killing unintentionally, are total departures from the regular order of a functioning society. Because leaders can deal with people who are functioning intentionally, and they can deal with them with reward and punishment or whatever. But when something unintentional happens, or a war situation that is not the norm, but is something out of the norm, usually instigated by somebody outside of your control, so then all of these institutions really cease to function. And they need, therefore, the cooperation and the interaction of all of them together to be able to bring things back to a normal functioning society. To bring the person who killed unintentionally. Again, it's something that he didn't control, he didn't intend. It just happened. And however, murder destroys society. But here the destruction is not something that can be handled necessarily, because we're talking about something that happened unintentionally. So you need the teamwork of the various types of leaders, spiritual and physical, the Shofet and the Kohen, to be able to return the situation to its normal framework. The same thing with war. And that's why within the parshios of war are things that are Yotzim min haklal, things that are not the norm, that are exceptions to the norm, like the parsha of Eshes Yifas Toar, being able to speedily convert this woman because of passion, and the din of Ben Soru Mora, totally unusual situation of a young child who's a total rebel against his parents and society, and the woman who's hated. All of these things are departures from the norms of society and the interaction between the various institutions and leadership are needed to be able to bring it back into the normal framework of society. With this, we can explain why Chodesh Elul is compared or is hinted to in the parish of Orei Miklat. The Arizal points out that in Seder Mishpatim, the Torah also speaks about Orei Miklat, and there it says, Va'asher lo tzado ve'elokim ino liyado v'samti l'chamokom asher yonu shama. Right, that if the person did not premeditate the murder, but God brought it to his hand, then I'll give you a place to run away to. And the letters, the first letters of the words, ino liyado v'samti loch, spell elu. Could be the idea is the following. The whole year, we basically are within a normal functioning framework of society with all the four institutions, the shoftim and the shotrim, the melech, the navi, and the kohen, and everything functions normally. However, as we reach closer and closer to the end of the year, things get out of hand. And we begin to relate to a departure from the norms of society, because as things progress, people become lax, and are not careful anymore, don't have their minds on the Rabbanu Shalom, their Mesiach Das from the Rabbanu Shalom and from their responsibility in the world, and become careless. And basically, as the Rambam says, fall asleep. And then we're dealing with Shogeg, which is not something that the normal leadership can deal with, which is people's intentions. But here things happen unintentionally. And we deal with the wars that a person faces that are not necessarily within his control, and put him into situations that are not normally able to be controlled and have to be dealt with in ways that are exceptions to the rule. And the purpose then is to get back into the normal functioning society, to win the war, come back home, to get the person who killed unintentionally out of Orei Miklat back to his normal existence. And that's what Elul is all about. Before we can come on Rosh Hashanah and accept God as the king and as the judge, and that's on Rosh Hashanah. And then Yom Kippur, we have the Kohen Gadol, who functions atonement for us. And on Sukkot, we have the idea of the Anoni HaKavod, the Hashros HaShchina, which represents Nevuah, right? God's communicating with human beings. That's why on Sukkot, we were Shoev Ruach HaKodesh at Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where God's presence was so apparent that everybody came to the Beis HaMikdash and drew from the Ruach HaKodesh. So Tishrei represents, the holidays of Tishrei, all of these normal institutions of the community, the Shofet and the Melech on Rosh Hashanah, the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, and the Navi, the Nevuah of Sukkot. But before we can get back to the norm and start another year within the normal framework, we have to get back to that framework. And therefore we need Elul as an ear miklat to rehabilitate the person whose problem was that he was careless, took his mind off his responsibilities, and in that kind of situation, no kind of leadership can help. So you need the person to be able to not be bibli das, without thinking. And that is the idea of Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I have to refocus my attention to the Rabbanu Shalom, to seek him out and to have in mind that I'm have intention to have a relationship with him, and not living in a way that is bali das, without any kind of understanding, carelessly, and haphazardly. And that's why Elul is also hinted to in Ish L'Re'ehu Matanos Lev Yomim. I have to refocus my relationship with people. Again, not to function in a careless and unthinking way, but Ish L'Re'ehu Matanos Lev Yomim, focus on my responsibilities to other people. So the Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li refocuses my relationship with God, and the Ish L'Re'ehu Matanos Lev Yomim, which also spells Elul in the first letters, is refocusing my relationship with people. And then Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha, the Es Levav Zarecha, those words also spell Elul, to realize that we need God to circumcise our hearts and to open us again to intention and to thought and to thinking about what we're doing, and not to be closed off where our hearts are hard and we are oblivious and careless and not functioning in an intentional way. And that's the whole idea of Tkiyah Shofar during Elul. The Rambam says the idea of Tkiyah Shofar is to wake people up from their lethargy, from their not thinking situation, people who forget their purpose in this world and function belidas, without thinking. And things are done unintentionally and carelessly, and lead to all kinds of destruction. And therefore, it is specifically during this time of year that we need to get back on track. And therefore, Elul is hinted to in Arei Miklat, and also the concept of all the wars that beset us during the year. We have to win those wars and come into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot within the normal framework of society. Today, we don't have kings or even the real level of judges that we once had. We daven Hashiva Shofteinu Kavarishonu. We don't have smuchim. We don't have smicha. Our justice system is very limited. We don't have prophets, and we don't have a Kohen Gadol. What takes the place of these? Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbonim, Gedolei Yisrael, Man Malki Rabbonan. Who are the real kings? The Rabbonan. The Shofet is the Rav, the Posek, and so on. Chacham Adav Minavi. A Chacham is even greater than a prophet. And the purpose of the Kohen was to teach Torah. Sifsei Kohen Yishmru Das, the Torah Yavakesh Mipihu. And the Rambam explains that the people who are devoted to Torah and Torah instruction, the Torah leaders, are Shevet Levi. So today's Kohanim, today's Nevi'im, today's Melachim, today's Shoftim are our Torah leaders. And Mirtza Hashem, if we return to be able to be under the rule of Torah, the institutionalized rule and the individualized rule. There, those areas where we all have to conform, and the areas where we can have our own individuality, led by the physical leaders of the Shofet and the Shofter and the Melech, and the spiritual leaders of the Navi and the Kohen, then Amir Tzashem, we will be ready for a new year, Rosh Hashanah, to accept the Shofet and the Melech, the judge and the king, on Yom Kippur to re-accept the Kahuna, the Kohen Gadol, and on Sukkot to re-accept the Navi, and then Amir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will return all these things in actuality, the Vias Goel Tzedek Meherav Yomeinu.